Grace and peace in the name of Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen. Let us pray as we consider the word of God. Lord, you've given us the wonderful green pasture of your holy word. May we lie down in it now and receive it with faith and hear and learn and grow. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. As you know, there are 150 psalms in the Bible. And on Good Shepherd Sunday, which psalm might we focus on? One of your favorite psalms, Psalm 23. Who's heard of Psalm 23 by chance? For many of us, it's our favorite psalm, our favorite chapter of the Bible, perhaps. And on Good Shepherd Sunday, I want to talk about Psalm 23. It's in your hymnal. You can turn to it. It's there in the beginning of your hymnal. And you can focus on that and read along with me and ponder Psalm 23. It is good for us sheep to be reminded how bad we are, that we are sheep, first of all. We're not lions and tigers and bears, strong, tough people. We're sheep, weak, vulnerable. What can a sheep possibly ever kill or defend itself against when you think about it? And we stray and we're dirty and smelly and quite ugly, really. But rather than just be reminded of that, it's even more important to be reminded of what a good shepherd we have. And that's Psalm 23. Let me say seven things. Seven's God's perfect number. Seven things about our good shepherd as we ponder and meditate on what a wonderful shepherd we have. Point number one from Psalm 23, Christ is the good shepherd because he pays the ultimate price to own the sheep. And what is the price he pays that he might own us as his sheep? And why in the world he wants us as his sheep? He knows, because he loves us. Not because we're good and attractive. He just loves us. And what is the price he pays that we be his? His very own blood. The cross. The Lord is my shepherd. Circle the word my. We don't say the Lord is a shepherd out there, and I sure wish I could be a sheep because he's really good. Or the Lord is the shepherd, but I could never be his sheep because he's just too good for me. But we say the Lord is my shepherd, which means he bought me, he paid for me, he's my shepherd, and I'm his sheep. And that little word my is the cross. That little word my has the blood of the shepherd in it. The cross, 6 hours, nails, spear, thorns, torture, suffering, death. That's his love for the sheep, that he be my shepherd and I'm his sheep. He pays the ultimate price. And that's how we begin. You've all heard the little nursery rhyme, Little Bo Peep. How's it go, Pat? Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and can't tell where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home wagging their tails behind them. Baloney. Sheep don't wander home. Maybe real sheep do. I don't know. I don't care. I'm worried about people. And Christ isn't little Bo Peep who says, let the people stray. They'll wander their way home, wagging their tails sometime. In the meantime, they might get eaten by a wolf or fall off a cliff. But hey, leave them alone. They'll come home. I got things to do. He is the good shepherd who seeks the one lost sheep. He finds it, puts it on his shoulders, and carries it home. He gives his blood for the sheep. Number two, he is such a good shepherd because he's a personal shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. It's very personal. The good shepherd has a huge flock. He has billions and billions in his flock in heaven and on earth. Billions in his flock. And yet he's my shepherd. He knows me by my name, baptism. He calls me by my name. I'm not on the edge of the flock and he doesn't know who I am from all the other sheep. He knows my name. He called me by name in my baptism. And he holds me in his hand. I'm not way out there somewhere. I'm in his hand. It's personal. Read Psalm 23, and I counted, and if I counted right, there are at least 17 personal pronouns, or I, my, me, mine is what I mean. You have I, my, me, mine 17 times in this psalm of 6 verses. This is why we love it. It's personal. He's my shepherd. He prepares a table for me. He leads me. He makes me lie down. He restores my soul. It's me, mine. You know, I have our little dog, Ted. He's like a Maltese, whatever he is. And I like Ted. I didn't say I love him, I said I liked him. And I'll hold him on my lap and pet him for about how long? About 2 minutes. And then the stink kind of rises up because he's a smelly dog for some reason. We and bathe him every day, but the dog stinks. And I go away. And then I look at my hands and, oh my goodness, time to wash my hand. 2 minutes, little doggy on my lap, then get out of here. You stink. We are smelly, dirty, wretched sheep. And he holds me in his hand and never lets me go. And takes all my stench and wretchedness upon himself. Personal. Third, he is a shepherd who totally, 100% pleases his sheep. He wants his sheep to be fat and happy. The Lord is my shepherd. Continue with me. I shall not want. I want three or four other shepherds. No, I shall not want. I'm satisfied. We're going to sing during communion. I am content. I'm content, I'm satisfied, I'm happy. He gives me everything, he pleases me totally. I don't need anything else. He does everything for me. That's a good shepherd. I visited Ralph and Dottie Mertz this past week. Some of you know them. Ralph is 98 years old. Dottie is going to be 95 years old. They've been married over 71 years. They live in a home together. Dottie has been in the nursing home a little while. When I visited them, Dottie showed me the exercises she has to get stronger because she's been weak. She has Play-Doh she plays with, and she was stretching her Play-Doh and showing, look, Pastor, I'm making my hands stronger. And then she has kind of a balloon material that she stretches to work her arms, and she's doing that in front of me. And all along while she's exercising for me, Ralph's getting jealous because he's my lamb too. And Ralph says, you know what I can do, Pastor? And I said, what can you do, Ralph? I can do a push-up. Ralph, you're 98 years old. You don't need to be doing any push-up for me. No, I can do a push-up. And Dottie says, Ralph, you're not going to do a push-up. I'm going to do a push-up. And the 98-year-old man gets on the floor, on the carpet, and does not one but three push-ups. And then after he does the push-ups, he says, Pastor, I'm not sure I can get up. Okay, Ralph. Why? To show off a little bit, to please his wife of 71 plus years, to please the pastor. I'm going to show you I can do something great. You be happy with me too and give me a little attention. Wonderful couple. Great faith. Oh, what our Lord does to please us. To show off what a good shepherd is that we want him. He doesn't do a push-up, but he pushes away sin as far as the east is from the west. He pushes open the tomb. He is risen. He is risen indeed, hallelujah. Look at how great I am. He pushes away all of hell. That we'll be with him forever. He pushes open the gates of paradise. That I'll be with him forever. Now there's a good shepherd. The rest of the psalm really teaches us why we are so pleased and why we don't need anything because of all that he will do. In the rest of the psalm, I've only got through verse 1. But the meat of the psalm, point number 4, is that he provides for the sheep. And this is the real meat and essence of Psalm 23. He provides for the sheep. We have no needs. He is not a stingy, mean, half-hearted shepherd who does the bare minimum for his sheep because he doesn't like them. He is a generous, good, loving shepherd who does more than the maximum because he loves us so much. Note 5 quick things he provides for the sheep. This is the meat of the text. He leads me beside, he makes me lie down, rather, in green pasture. There's the Word of God, and I can lie down in the Word of God because there's a lot there. If there's only a little bit of green pasture here or there, I got to stand up and move around because there's not much here. But I can lie down because there's so much of God's Word. 66 books in the Word of God. I can ponder it, chew on it, meditate on it. I can just lie down and be content in God's Word. It's all I need to satisfy my soul. There you have it, God's Word, the green pasture. He leads me beside still water, baptism. It's a very sacramental psalm. The still water of baptism where I'm refreshed with forgiveness, I'm born again. The absolution is my still water. I'm at peace with God. I'm forgiven. That's two things he does. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, his commandments, the epistles on how to live now in faith. And there's so much there in the Bible to lead me and guide me and keep me close to Him, and I rejoice in it. That's another great gift of provision. This is where you go now. This is how you walk with me and follow me now. And number four, it gets even better. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You mean sheep going to eat at the table? What shepherd has his sheep eat at his table? You eat out there. But he invites the sheep into his house. You eat at my table. Wow, what grace. This is communion. We sheep come to the table and partake of his body and blood and forgiveness of sins. And then he anoints my head with oil, the fifth great provision. My cup runneth over. Kings back in that day got anointed. He treats me a sheep as a king. I'm not just a sheep in his family. I'm a king. I'm anointed. The oil is the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit and the power of the Spirit. I'm a child of God, a king in his midst. I can be at the table. It only gets better and better. Five things he provides. And so I say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yes. Point number five, he protects the sheep. What's the point of doing all this if the wolves come and attack the flock and take off whatever they want? Oh, how he protects the sheep. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The sheep going through a dark valley, there's lions, there's wolves, they're terrified, they're making all sorts of noise, but they're not afraid. How can sheep not be afraid in a dark valley with wolves and lions? Because thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, how he protects the sheep. Goes through death with us. Goes through suffering with us. Goes through all things with us and takes us to the other side, heaven. Many commentators think that King David, of course, David was the original writer of this, inspired by the Spirit, that David, when he wrote Psalm 23, was going to face Goliath. You know that story. The little shepherd boy facing Goliath, a 9-foot monster, a 9-foot killer. And so it gives a little context of, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Goliath makes the shadow. As he stands over Goliath, he has a 9-foot shadow on him of a monster man. And yea, though I'm in your shadow, Goliath, I will not fear you, because thou art with me, and I'll conquer you through him. And friend, what is your Goliath today, the 9-foot monster in your life that terrifies you? Maybe it's your sickness, your cancer, your health. It's death awaiting you. Terrorism. Trouble in the world. Another earthquake in Japan, I read yesterday, was it? Trouble. Your marriage. Children. Meaning conflict with children. What is your Goliath? Don't be afraid. The good shepherd is with you in that valley. And he loves you and he cares for you. He will see you through it. He truly will. We're in an age when security is so important. We talk about security all the time. The politicians do. There is social security, which we're all worried about, aren't we? Homeland security. Securing our borders. They talk a lot about that. And then there's the security for my own home. Security for my car. Security of my children. We're really into security, and rightly so. Where's the security? Here's security. You want security? Read your gospel lesson. Here's security, folks. The words of Jesus. I give them eternal life. They will never perish. Here's security, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. So you, friend, are in the hand of Jesus, and you're in the hand of the Father. You're in the hand of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with you too. Who in the world is ever going to take you away? And why are you so afraid? Now that's security. And point number six, he's such a good shepherd, he promises a brilliant, glorious future for his sheep. The end of the psalm. Surely, what's going to follow me all my days? Surely, trouble and misery will follow me all my days. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all my days, and I will what? Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He gives a great promise to his sheep. What's the end for the sheep? where there's so many wolves and lions out there that would attack us? What's the end for the sheep? Are we going to be scattered? Are we going to be lonely? Are we going to be defeated, attacked, eaten? What's the end for the sheep? Here's the end. God will be good every day of our lives. God will be merciful. He'll forgive sins. He'll hold us in his hand, and we will dwell in his house forever. Sheep get to the eternal house forever. Underline, circle, forever. He will wipe every tear from our eyes. And what a promise. There's this big air show, and who went to the air show? Was it good, Dan? Dan says it's good. There is an incredible air show we're looking forward to, Christians. Oh, the air show we're going to see, not a blue angel. We're going to see bright, brilliant angels in the sky, millions of them. And not just angels. We will see the Son of God, the Good Shepherd, in all his glory with the trumpets shining like the sun. That's the air show. And he says, don't run, don't be afraid. Look up, your redemption is near. And he will say, come, receive your inheritance prepared for you. Come, sheep, home. And that's our future. Trust the words of Jesus. And that leads to point number 7. Because he pays the price to have us, because he is so personal, because he pleases us so much, we don't want anything. He provides for us, protects us, promises us everything. He is, point number 7, the perfect shepherd. Moses was a shepherd. He wasn't perfect. David was a shepherd. He wasn't perfect. Elijah was a shepherd. He wasn't perfect. Pastor Busher's a shepherd, and he isn't perfect. Thank you, William. We're not perfect. We'll fail you. He will never fail you. My job as your pastor shepherd is just to point you to Jesus. Go to him. Don't trust me. Just go to him. Go to him. Go to him. Go to him. Hear his voice. Eat at his table. Be absolved of your sins by him. Go to him. Go to him. Go to him. He is the perfect shepherd. People say, no one's perfect. Wrong. This shepherd's perfect. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And he has risen to be the shepherd of the sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. One more time. I shall not want. We rise. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's confess the nice.